الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله وقال تعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن الخاسرين الذين خسروا أنفسهم وأهليهم يوم القيامة ألا ذلك هو الخسران المبين صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن ولا ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected elders and brothers, makhluk is the definition given to every created entity that we can see and we can't see. And Khaliq is the definition given to that being who has created every entity. Besides Khaliq, everything else will hold the definition of makhluk in its form, in its shape, in its appearance, in its texture, and its color. The Creator, Allah, who khaliqu kulli shay. Allah is the Creator of everything. These things do not exist inherently. They are the giving and they are in the control of one Allah. Besides these things, the one Allah, His being, and His existence in everything, in attributes, in sifat, is inherent, not dependent on the creation and our support and our look and our tick that now He is Rahman because He showed mercy to me. He is Ghafoor and Ghaffar because He has forgiven so and so. No, it's inherent. Rest of the creation, wama'im maskub, water is flowing. It's not because its nature is to flow. It's a giving and it's the order of Allah that it flows. وَظِلِّ mamdud, shade that is outstretched and becoming shady and comforting people is not inherent. It's Allah and His command that has commanded the shade or has given the property of this thing to exist with shade. Everything else, its form, its appearance, its color, its texture is all dependent on Allah who creates and who withdraws the properties of these things. In those things that Allah has created, they are those that exist by light, they are those that exist by water, they are those that exist by sand, and they are those that exist by fire. All the creation of Allah. So is the advantage of some of these creations, and so is the disadvantage of some of these creations, and so is the benefit that is coming one from this creation, and so is the harm that will be caused by this creation is in the control of that one, that Allah, north to south, east to west, up, down, above the heavens, below the heavens, is one Allah. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبُ. To Allah belongs the east, the west, the north, the south, above and beneath, everything in control of Allah. Nothing escapes Allah. لَا يَعْصُبُ أَنُ مِثْقَالُ ذَرَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. An amount of an atom and less than that cannot escape the knowledge of Allah. يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا رَبٍّ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. no leaf falls without the permission of Allah. No leaf exists without the permission of Allah. Everything is counted. I cannot count the groceries in my cupboard. I cannot count the leaves in the garden. Allah has counted. Last year, this year, how many had fall? How many will grow? Allah has complete knowledge, and they exist through the command and the dictate of Allah. Allah, lahul khalqu wal amr. To Him belongs the form, the appearance, the color, the texture, and the properties that are created in this creation is Allah who controls it. Ibrahim alayhi salam, fire existed, a fire burns, my children learnt it, my grandfather knew about it, I know about it. Ibrahim is thrown into the fire. Qulna ya naru kuni bardaw wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Allah created fire. The property of fire is to burn. When Allah dictates that don't burn, it will not burn. Water is to drown. I learned in school, my children are learning in school, my grandparents learned in school. It's common knowledge, we say, from this end to the masjid to that end. All knows that common knowledge that water can drown you. Yunus alayhi salam is thrown into the, he jumps into the sea. And Allah commands that the water will not drown him. And the whale is swallowing Yunus alayhi salam. And for 40 days, he sat in the stomach of the whale, like an aquarium that he's sitting in the glass, and he's moving around the entire sea, and he's watching all until the Allah commanded that now you spew him out on this island. So Allah is in control. Allah, lahul khalqu wal amr. To Him belongs the form, the appearance, the color, the texture, and to Him belongs the property of these things, the harm and the benefit. وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَىٰ قَالَ هِيَ عَصَايَ أَتَوَكَّأُ عَلَيْهَا وَأَهُشُّ بِهَا عَلَىٰ غَنَمِي وَلِيَ فِيهَا مَآرِبُ أُخْرَىٰ. Musa alayhi salam is holding a stick, the stick he uses for support and shedding the leaves of the tree. So Allah says, Musa, what is in your right hand? He says, my asai. The Quran has used something, you know, we must make time also, see. A stick that is held for respect and because why? For support and goodness, then that stick is called asa in the Quran. And then you get, Allah uses another word for stick, minsa. Like I got a stick to hit the children and to hit the cows or the herd of sheep and to steer them home. So that stick Allah called minsa. Sulaiman alayhi salam kept his stick on the mimbar so the jinns continue working and building the masjid. So a stick that is used to rear things we call minsa'a. And asa'a is a stick, a walking stick, a stick that is beloved. You use it for support, you like it. You use it for hooking. That is asa'a. Make time for Quran, brothers. Make time for Allah's kalam. There is beauty in the words of Allah. So Allah says, Musa, what is this? He says, asa'a, my stick. أَتَوَكَّهُ عَلَيْهَا. Allah is taking lazzat and joy in speaking to Allah. So the conversation he makes longer. Like someone, you know, she messaged me, you know what I'm saying. So me too, I message back also. I said another, you know. So you know what, so the thing becomes longer, the conversation too. You know, cutting the phone too, you know what I'm saying. Like that now, you know, when you got love for Allah, then you know what, salah doesn't end. Then Quran does not get close. So Musa alayhi salam, atawakkahu alayya wa hushu biha ala ghanami wa liya fi ma'arib ukhra. This conversation is going on. I shed the leaves. Gee, I take support on it. And I got lot of other benefits in speaking. Allah says, alqiha ya Musa. Musa throws the stick down. Faiza hiya hayyatun tas'a. Quran used 2-3 different words to describe the stick of Musa. In one place, Allah said, in this place, He said, Hayyatun tas'a. A snake that is moving fast. In another place he says, كَأَنَّا جَانٌ وَلَّا مُدْبِرًا وَلَمْ يُعَقِّبْ. And in the third place he says, سُعْبَانٌ مُبِيدٌ. These are three words to describe a snake which is not, a stick which is not a snake, but has become three different kinds of snake. Number one, حَيَّةٌ تَسْعَى. A snake full of venom and poisonous. You call it حَيَّة. Number two, Jan, a snake like a python, huge as a python. Number three, Su'ban, a snake that is a centipede that walks fast, that moves and crawls and slithers through the rocks very fast, is Su'ban. So Allah in one stick, which is not born as a snake, but when He decides, then it's His command. He brought three in one. He brought three in one. So Musa alayhi salam, anyone, we all, a snake, we scared. It's fitrat and it's instinctive. So Musa ran. Wallah mudbira walam yu'aqib. You know, the dog is chasing you, you don't turn back and look. You just carry on running, you know what I'm saying. You hear that barking and you carry on running. So like that, Musa alayhi salam, he carried on running. So Musa alayhi salam, Allah said, aqbil wala takhaf. Turn. Face the snake. Aqbil means face the snake. Wala takhaf, don't fear. Not enough. He turned, but not enough. He's not going near. So Allah said something else. He says, innaka minal aminin. Bay, you're all safe. Don't worry. Allah said it. Allah said. So it was enough for Musa alayhi salam. Why? In Nabi, the yaqeen and the conviction is of the 100 standards. You say, the most that you can get is in Nabi's heart. So in, like we now, you know, the insurance covered it. Don't worry. We all say, we sit down quietly. Insurance covered it. In small writing, you didn't see what they wrote also. Only when that the case came, you know, they wrote in small writing. There's it, you signed for it. Gee, the weather warning, level 9. Yeah, you know what? I was going to the Bergs, let me cancel it. Why? He's makhluk, man. Weather warning, I canceled my entire weekend. And I said, no. I told the children also, y'all don't go out. But my Allah said, innaka minal aminin. Musa turned around and he said, no, Allah said, you know what, he's safe. So he took his sleeve like this, and Allah said, catch it by the mouth also, not by the sleeve, but the tail. Or catch it by the mouth. Listen, he touched. He started, there's no word like this. I say he started woodifying, becoming wood again like it was. Bye. As I said, in the beginning I started, I said, Allah is in control of the shape, the appearance, the color, the texture, the property, the advantage, the disadvantage, the harm, and the benefit of everything. This is called conviction in the words of Allah and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which the ummah has become poor in the heart. We have become poor in the heart of convictions of the word of Allah and the words of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Zar radiallahu anhu, during the khilafat of Usman radiallahu anhu, Usman said, go Abu Zar, you live in Rabza. Rabza is in the shortcut route, en route to Makkah. When people wanted to hurry to Makkah, they used that route, especially the Hajis. So Abu Zar became old in that place. His daughter and his wife. So his wife says, Abu Zar, you're falling sick. We're staying alone here. What are you going to do if you pass away? I'm an old lady as well. And there's no, who's going to give you a ghusl? And who's going to give you a kafan? And who's going to make your janazah? So he says an outstanding thing. He says, ma kazabtu wa ma kuzibtu. He says, I don't lie, and my Nabi who told me this, he does not lie. And he says, what he says? Ya'ishu wahidan, wa yamutu wahidan, wa yashadu isabatu minal muslimin, wa yub'asu wahidan. Abu Zar, he didn't say Abu Zar, he says, there's 10 people that were sitting in that gathering, and he says, you, one of you from here, you're going to live alone, and you're going to die alone. And a group of Muslims will be present for your janazah. And you'll be resurrected alone. From those 10 people, I saw that all of the others, all the 9 died in the city. And I'm the last. So definitely there is someone that my Nabi doesn't lie, and nor do I lie. So he says to his wife, go on the road and stand and wait. She goes right to 11 in the morning and she says, you know, the sun has come above my head. And I don't know what you're talking, that you know what? Someone is going to come. Are you dreaming? He repeats the words. Second day, he calls his daughter and he says, "By you got what you call it, the goat that we have, you slaughter it and prepare a meal. When those people come, and after they have done their job, you feed them that meal." So it can be said that Abu Dharr was a generous man during his lifetime, and after his death, his generosity was not forgotten. The wife looked, the daughter looked, instructions, father, they cut the animal, prepared this thing. On this side, she's standing in the road, she can see the dust is flying. The dust is rising. She takes a scarf and she waves it. And 19 people pitch up. And she goes to them and says, I plead with you that my husband is sick. He's in his last moments. Will you make his ghusl and give his kafan and read his janazah? He says, who's your husband? Abu Dharr Ghifari. Abu Dharr Ghifari. Abdullah bin Mas'ud was going to Makkah Mukarrama and taking the shortcut road towards Makkah. So he was with this 19 people. They go and kiss the forehead of Abu Dharr. And Abu Dharr says, my kafan will be that material of that person who has not worked for the Baytul Mal or the government in any position. Only one Ansari had that. He took his clothes and he gave it and as the kafan to Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu anhu. The janazah is performed. The daughter says, wait, the meal is prepared. Abdullah bin Mas'ud, to his surprise, says, what you talking meal? When you cooked it? He says, my father said this year. What my father said? My father said, these people, you must feed them. They will be coming. He says, Rahim Allah Abu Dharr. May Allah have mercy on Abu Dharr Ghifari. On the yaqeen, this is called yaqeen and conviction in the words of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I was such that I looked ahead, I was reading, you know what, Black Friday, you know what, genuine. It impressed me, the gloss of it. What was written as a condition, I don't know. Unimpressed, I move in the direction, my Allah and His words, which is the Quran, and my Nabi, with His words, which is the Hadith, has become weak in my heart. Suraka bin Malik radiallahu anhu is sitting. And he hears that a reward is given of 100 camels for the one that will bring and show me the Nabi. Our Nabi is leaving Makkah Mukarrama, concealed in hiding, and he takes refuge in Ghar-e-Sawr, in the cave of Sawr. On the way they pass by Suraka. The people, the Quraysh, they ask Suraka, did you see anyone? He saw them passing. In the greed of the camels, he said, I didn't see anyone. He said, 100 camels, he jumped in his horse and he gave chase. As he comes closer, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allahumma kfinahum bima shi'ta. Allah suffice us against him what you want. His legs of his horses sink in the ground. Second time, the greed of the camel, again, he pushes his horse front to go. Again, second time, same thing. The third time, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Suraqa, says, no, I don't want to harm you, but write a letter for me that everyone can see that you wrote the letter, it came from you, I saw you. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said something even greater. Kayfa bika, ya Suraqa, iza labista siware kisra. He says, how you feel, Suraqa, that you'll wear the bangles of the Persian king, Kisra? Like, I'm telling you, sitting here in the masjid, that Donald Trump's watch will come to you. See what you... Bulan has gone off for something, he took something. You know what I'm saying? Now imagine 1400 years ago, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, no social media, No, nothing. Nothing like that. And he's saying to Siraka, you're going to wear the bangles of who? The king of Persia. First of all, they were farmers. They were herding sheep and they were cutting grass. Or you say they were doing agriculture. So that was very funny.
So he says, the Kisra Ibn Hurmuz, he says, yes, Ibn Hurmuz, bangles will come to you.
So Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam writes, the writer of Amir Ibn Fuhaira writes the letter and give it to him. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu left this dunya. Umar radiallahu anhu during his khilafat, the booty comes from Persia, all in the masjid. The list of what is in the booty comes to Umar. And in the list, he looks, and there is no bangles here. So he looks at the person, he says, you know what, this list is wrong. He says, what you mean is wrong? We counted them. He says, it is wrong. مَا كَذَبْتُ وَلَا كُذِبْتُ. I don't speak a lie, and my Nabi never speak a lie. Abu Bakr left this world and he whispered in my ears, make sure when the bangles of Kisra come, is the amanat that Rasulullah said, give it to Suraka, call him and make him wait. Go look again. Go look again. They go and look and they come back and the bangles are here. He says, call Suraka. Suraka was sick. My Nabi, you know what, he says, only sunnat, bhai. My lifetime is going saying to my children and to the boys that I know that you don't cut your hair in two lengths, because my Nabi said, you know what, is against the teachings. Lifetime will pass. Yeah, but it's not farther than that. What happened to me? And then these people set a precedence for the ummah to follow. Ammar ibn Yasir radiallahu anhu, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi looks at him. His mother was Sumayya. She was the first shaheed of Islam. He says, you know, you Ammar, you going to get mauled while you fighting between two Muslim armies will be fighting. And the one who will kill you, they will not be on haq. And you will take your last drink, diyahata labani. You will take the last drink of milk and you'll jump in the battlefield and your mouth will come. Ammar bin Yasir heard this. His life is passing and he becomes very sick. The family says, make wasiyat. He says, I'm not going to die now. So what you mean you're going to die? You're sick. He says, I'm telling you I'm not going to die now. My Nabi told I'm going to die in this place. When two Muslim armies will be facing each other, and my last drink will be milk. So, he says, you believe? He says, yes, my Nabi said this. كَذَبْتُ وَلَا كُذِبْتُ. My Nabi does not lie. And I don't speak a lie. He said this and he went. I'm teaching Quran, Hadith. The words of Quran, Hadith. For the years I'm teaching, I still not become convinced. Anas ibn Malik, Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi says, Salahu awwali hazi ummah bizuhd wal yaqeen. The reformation of the first of this ummah was through the absence of the worldly things and yaqeen and conviction in the word of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he says, the destruction of this ummah when the greed for the dunya will take place, come into their heart and the yaqeen and conviction will disappear. Will get out of their hearts. So Suraka bin Ammar bin Yasir is sitting in the battle of Siffin. When Ali was opposing Muawiyah, and Muawiyah and this two, this battle was taking place during the Khilafat of Ali radiallahu anhu. Muawiyah is fighting because why? He says that Ali is refusing to take retribution for the killer of Osman. When Ali Rani is saying that, you know what, let the Khilafat settle and then we'll start this battle, or then we'll take care of the killer of Osman. So the Munafiqin took advantage, they started whispering in Muawiyah's ears and starting whispering in Ali's ears. So that's how this battle took place. So Muawiyah ended up, they killed Ammar bin Yasir. So Abu Huraira was sitting, he says, hey, Muawiyah, we're not on haq. Because why? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Wailul Ammar, Taqtulu wal Fiyatul Baghiya. He says, Wail, destruction for Ammar or the time, Fiyatul Baghiya will kill him. He says, we went, immediately the battle stopped. Subhanallah. Words of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The battle stopped. He realized that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said this. On this side here, Ammar takes his last drink. He says, now I'm going to die. He takes the last drink. He says, now I'm going to die. Brothers, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, hadith books are packed. Quran is from end to end. These things are not for profile, and they're not for status and passing on, and they're not to do use for your business venture and put it on a bottle to sell or put it onto this for selling. This is for me and you to absorb in our heart, and you know what? Form in the words of Allah and words of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, more than the weather, more than the media what he's saying, more than that what you're seeing outside. Abdullah bin Salam, they come to him and they say to him, يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ. They know the description of the Nabi like they know their own children. He says, what you say? The Jews have the description of the Nabi of Allah. He says, it is haq that Muhammad is a Nabi. It is not haq that Abdullah bin Salam is the son of his mother because he don't, he's the son of his father from this mother because he don't know what his mother did behind. Understand this. He's saying, what my mother did is questionable. But what Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and what is in the Torah and the description of the Nabi is clear. Allah has put one line in the Quran that when you start, understand, La rayba fi. In the words of this Quran, there is no doubt at all. In the words of my Nabi, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ أَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوهَىٰ. It is all wahi that is sent down on his heart. Banu Nadir, we're standing on one side of the wall, and they're talking to each other, and he says, the Nabi is sitting on this side of the wall. Let's throw a rock and end his life. We all will rest after this. Allah sends ilham that these people want to throw the rock. He takes two steps front, the rock falls. Life saved. That Nabi, who in Salah, he says, I see you from the back, like how I see you from the front. He walks, and he walks front, and then he comes back on the Musalla without turning on the very spot that he is standing. And then he goes backwards, and then he comes front on the very spot that he is standing without any guidance. But why? That his sight and his ilm was complete in what Allah has placed in him. So we, you and I, I look in front. I cannot see in the back. I look on the side. I cannot see on my left. My ilm and knowledge is naqis and deficient. Therefore, I will turn on to the knowledge of my Allah and Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is a greater knowledge and is good and is benefit for me and for my akhirat and for my grave and for my hashar and for my well-being in this world as well. Allah give us tawfiq, brothers. Today in this time here, as the days are passing and the months are passing, the teachings of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is becoming weak in the hearts of the people. The gloss outside with the kurtas and the cloaks and all that is existing. But the teachings inside, am I convinced with the word of Allah and Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? No. Allah give me tawfiq, Allah give us all tawfiq. This is an effort we make on our heart to for this to exist in us. That there's nothing before the words of Allah. There's nothing after the words of Allah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.